The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You ever walk into the wrong room? It happened to one of our coworkers here, walked into the wrong studio. You ever done it with a bathroom? Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
TJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
The guy walked in, and you could tell he was embarrassed. He turned around. I thought, that's not really a big deal. I once walked into the men's room.
Mm-hmm.
I am fascinated with what goes on in the men's room.
What? Why do you say that?
Well, first of all, there's like... You guys have to go in front of everybody? Everybody? Everything was out. There was just, it was just open.
Was it one of the trough bathrooms?
No. It was,
like the stadium bathrooms where
It was like a tub.
This was at the airport. And when I walked in, I said, oh my gosh, I screamed like that. And every man turned around. There was like a line of people doing their business. And then I just ran out and there was a man outside. He said, I almost told you, but I didn't know if you'd think I was being a weirdo.
That's crazy that he thought he was being a weirdo.
I'm like, I'm the one walking into the men's bathroom, sir. Could you have please let me know?
Did you notice how quiet it was in there?
Yeah.
Silence.
Yeah.
Nobody talks to each other. No.
You know, in the bathroom, when I go in, we're friendly. You know, I might run into Sarah Fraser, the boss here. And I've talked about this. We're kind of on the same schedule. We have a conversation. Jesse Watt might be in the bathroom, our producer behind the scenes. We're like, hey, see you back in there, because we're all in the same room. You got to talk to people. Plus, we have soaps and things like that. It just looks so not welcoming in the men's room.
We have soap.
We do have soap.
I don't know
that every guy uses it, but we have soap.
It didn't look right.
I think, are you saying that, like, but you guys also have your own individual stalls, right?
Absolutely, so, with doors on them. What's going on here?
That gives it a little bit more face-to-face privacy, which I think lends itself to have more general conversation. But for dudes, it's like for men in our bathroom, it's a lot of like rule following. So as long as I'm engaged at the stall, you don't talk to me. You keep your eyes on the road, and that's as you.
What if somebody talks to you, Anthony?
Mm-mm. I mean, you could talk. There's people that are going to make conversation.
That's you, DJ Automatic.
Do I make conversation, Ant?
No.
Okay.
There's a time and a place for everything. Like he said, I like the analogy of keep your eyes on the road.
Just keep your eyes on the road.
Just drive.
Face
do your thing.
Front, right? Don't be
I know when
around.
I walked into the women's bathroom, I can't remember what radio station it was, but they had a couch in it. They had flowers. They had perfume. They had hair products.
Yeah,
they had other kind of products for you guys to fix yourself up for. And that would never, ever happen in a men's
restroom. I will say that is where we lack. It was just like the cubby full of necessities. There's never a bunch of that in our restroom.
You guys need that.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't you think you need a more welcoming
bathroom?
I don't know
what you would put in, like, razors?
I would put deodorant.
Deodorant?
In there.
Hairspray? Cologne?
Cologne, there it is. You know, there's a lot of little things you could do in there.
Let's get a club bathroom attendant for the radio station. I have to pay $5 and tip every
time
I go to the bathroom.
$5 and tip every time you go. I always feel bad for that person because you know some people don't tip.
Mm.
I always tip the
attendant. I always break them off with whatever kind of little cash, like a dollar, $5 or whatever.
Otto, with this inflation, you better drop a $5 in there. Gosh. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
Today we are celebrating Cinco de Mayo.
Woo! Olay, baby. Yeah. It is, of course, the day that Mexico won their battle against the French and the Battle of Puebla. So not to be confused with their Independence Day. And little known fact, because they defeated the French were unable to come up and sell the treasonous Confederacy those weapons that they wanted to use against the U.S. Therefore, the U.S. won the Civil War, and now we're the greatest country ever. I love it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I want to congratulate Lizzo because she revealed she lost 16% body fat, which is incredible. I don't know how much weight she's lost exactly, but over 100 pounds for sure.
Wow.
And she's been trolled for so long for her weight, people just making fun of her, having all kinds of negative things. And instead of being angry or being like, ha ha, I did it, she's got a message for all of her fans.
Let this be a reminder that you can do anything you set your mind to.
That's right.
Hey.
That is right. Lizzo, positivity here. She's eating right. She eats savory foods in the morning. That's wonderful. But she said her biggest thing is she's no longer drinking coffee drinks. Period.
That's the part that got me, because as I sit here sipping on probably, I don't know how many calories, 500 calories worth of coffee.
It's not 500 calories anymore, DJ Automatic, because now I'm putting protein shake in there. Because I heard what Lizzo said. Mm. And all that creamer and all those
all that stuff adds up pretty fast.
Some of the big bucks and the, you know, Butch Bros coffees, they've got freaking hundreds, like thousands of calories in them.
I know, where is Butch Bros?
Because I'm not saying names.
But that sounds like a whole other way of living.
Yeah, that is, it might be.
That's gonna overtake everything you just said right now. I don't care about any calories or what Lizzo's doing. I need to go visit Butch Bros.
Butch Bros.
Butch Bros.
You know what?
Don't leave your ladies around Butch Bros. They're good. Missing. Don't you hate how friendly they are at Butch Bros?
They will take your chick in a heartbeat at Butch Bros.
We are a fluid morning show.
Dang, dude.
We talk about everybody here. We accept everybody just like Lizzo. I love everyone. Okay. Look, those drinks are thousands of calories. They're calories you don't think about. I have to get serious. Last night, Automatic and I, we decided
go to Butch Bros.
No, we did not go to Butch Bros. We stayed home and ordered pizza.
Yes.
This is how well DJ Automatic knows me. He's like, do you really want to go anywhere? I said, it's up to you, baby. Let's order pizza. I said, yeah. But I got myself CineSticks, the condiments. I wanted extra creamy, sugary dip.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm eating it, I'm thinking, I wonder how many calories is in this. I don't even want to repeat it. I was like, oh my gosh.
How much was it?
Why do you do that?
800?
Why do you do that to yourself?
I don't know why.
As you were eating, did you Google it?
Yes, I Googled. And then I was down the rabbit hole of the internet. And of course, I just came across all of the condiments and empty calories we don't think about. Ketchup is like the worst. It's nothing but sugar. Ketchup, mayo.
The only condiment that's like healthy, which is crazy, is mustard.
It is.
Mustard does its thing.
It's delicious.
Kendrick tried to tell us.
Mustard is delicious. It's almost as crazy as Butch Bros. Mustard is trying, dog. Mustard is there when you
mustard is delicious on any sandwich. Come on.
Mustard is trying, bro. It's not.
I love mustard on a burger. I love mustard on a hot dog.
I will go straight up ham, cheese, and mustard.
Oh, damn.
I won't. Dude. I gotta have good old fashioned processed chemical miracle whip. Sorry. And that's my thing. I love condiments, but they're calories we don't think about. When you add all that to, let's say, a good meal, you're adding calories. And then you might be even doing a calorie deficit, right? It's the thing on TikTok. And it works if you're doing it right. But if you're putting ketchup and stuff all over it or cinnamon cream like I did last night, you're going to have to work that out. Also, something else you talked about, Automatic, earlier. When you see something that says oats and natural and like the whole grain, what is it? Granola?
Granola is so
it's
bad
It's so fattening.
For you. What? It has oats in it. And those oats, you know, oats are what they give cows to make them fat. Mm-hmm. So why wouldn't oats make us fat?
Well, oats, to a certain extent, right? If you're eating them for breakfast, you're eating a small amount.
It says not to eat them at all.
Well, Who's it?
The experts, Dana. The experts on the internet. Another thing they say is that's really fattening that people think is good for them. Trail mix.
I know.
Dehydrated fruits.
Yeah.
Super fattening, too.
Yeah, it is. It's super fattening.
So what is some of the things you guys have actually ate that's helped you?
Well, I love to eat. Honestly, for me, after losing the 60-plus pounds, I always say if it can walk, if it walked on the earth, and if it grows from the ground, that's what you should eat. I love fish. I love chicken. I love red meat. Sorry, I know it's not that great for you, but I love a good steak taco. And tacos are okay if you're not frying your tortilla and you're using corn tortilla. You can still eat flour, but you have to limit it. You can't eat like 50 flour tortillas a week.
Man, I love eating some flour tortillas.
Oh my gosh, I do too.
This part sucks, but you got to limit your alcohol if you want to lose weight.
Oh. Calories you don't think about.
Yeah.
You just go and you have like a margarita with your friend at lunch, or you know, you're sitting on brunch and you're doing little mimosas and stuff. Those are empty calories that just add up and they're bad. You ever see a guy that starts getting that barrel belly? That is from the fat that is accumulating around your organs. It's super dangerous.
Well, that's also from a good time though, too.
That looks like a lot of tacos and beer there.
That's a fun ride.
Flour tortillas and tequila.
I'm telling you, if they start selling tacos and beer at Butch Bros, I'm gonna be there.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Time to get our spiritual forecast for the week as a collective. We're calling Sirmati.
Hello?
Is this the one and only Sirmati?
Yes.
Welcome. It's time for What's Your Sign? Yeah. Yes.
If you would
like a psychic reading, I'll tell you how you can get one. But first, we have a caller on the line already to go. What's your sign, Mama?
Virgo.
And what's your first name?
Maria.
Maria, go ahead and ask Sirmati your question.
Where
do you see myself and my family for the rest of the year? It's had some up and downs, so I just want to see where we stand.
Maddie, are you okay?
Yeah, it's just that we have a lot going on. We have a quince, we have unexpected bills come up.
It's like when it rains, it pours, right? When you think you're getting ahead, yes. Something happens and you're like, oh my gosh.
Yes, we're paying for my granddaughter's quince, that expense, and then other things come up. It's like, where is it going to end?
Oh my gosh, I feel her pain. I feel like a lot of people feel her pain.
Yeah.
So how do you feel, you know, about the rest of her year, and when is she going to get a break?
So I do feel that the rest of the year does bring balance, but for the next couple of months, I will say that she's going to still be in this confusion energy, but the spirits are asking her to really bring balance to her life by meditating and calming the mind, because a lot of it is self-manifested, if you want to call it that, where you're panicking and you're worried, so you're creating more of the energy you're actually trying to avoid by focusing so much on it. Spirit is saying, focus on the good, focus on the nourishing of the family, and focus on the good moments. And the more you focus on the good, more good will come to you. And I do see balance is going to be felt. I feel like Libra season specifically is when everything shifts energetically for her family, and it's going to feel so much more abundant, so much more loving. And there's going to be a period where this summer specifically, where she's going to have to trust in the process. So yes, it's going to be a little difficult, because the trusting all comes with just focusing on the good and just knowing that everything's going to work out. And it will. It will. It's just going to take a little time.
Okay. All right. I'm sure she's feeling very good after that reading. Now, what about our spiritual forecast for the week? How are we going to be moving forward?
Spirit is asking us to take a leap of faith. So next week, specifically, the energy is prime for us to go first. You know, the universe waits on us. And instead of it be working the other way around, where we're waiting on the universe to make changes in our life, no, we're the ones that have to take the first step, and the universe will meet us where we land. And Spirit is saying, place that devotion into you. Like, so if you have a dream, if you have a goal, devote yourself to it. Take the steps needed, because right now there is a portal opening for the collective, where we're following our heart, and in that process, the universe is meeting us where we're at, and it's going to conspire in our favor. So it is a beautiful time to take action and take the steps.
What a beautiful message to follow your heart's desire.
Yes,
that
take some risks.
So amazing. Yes, and take that risk. Believe in yourself. This is the time to do it.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, Maddie, this is a good message, and God knows we needed it. If you'd like a psychic reading with Sarah Maddie, call us now, 877-730-DCS1. Connect with her one-on-one on Instagram by following her at Illest Divinity. Maddie, as usual, thank you for taking the time with us. And happy Cinco de Mayo, mujer. I love you.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Diddy back in court. What did he have to say this time when stepping up before the judge? I'll tell you right after Anthony gives us celebrity birthdays.
We have Vanessa Bryant celebrating her birthday. Aww. Adele and Chris Brown, along with Javi, celebrating her birthday as well.
All right, so last week on Thursday, Diddy stood before the judge and he was, asked if he wanted to take a plea deal in all of these felony charges, including trafficking, that he's facing. And he said, no, that is the last time that the prosecution will present him with a chance to cop a plea. Now, he says, off the record, he doesn't take deals from the feds. I don't know that was a good idea. I think he's going to do a lot of time. He claims that he's a swinger and they're trying to make him into something else. I don't believe him after all this evidence has surfaced and the video of Cassie and everything else. I think that he's been a master manipulator for many years. He's a very wealthy man and he's been able to kind of control situations utilizing that power over people's heads.
Like you said, he's a wealthy man. He can afford one hell of a legal team. So I think he's going to take it all the way.
I have been watching the O.J. Simpson trial though. And so I was thinking, he might be able to get away with it. I don't know if you got enough money behind you. Because I did not know that OJ admitted later to his agent that he did it, that he had actually been responsible for taking the life of his then wife, Nicole Simpson Brown, and the man who took her glasses back to her house. His name is Ron Goldman. Now, this is what the agent said in the documentary, like on camera.
I don't know.
I had no idea.
I feel like there's also like a lot of witnesses for Diddy though too. Cause I mean, you could, of course, Cassie, right, said she's going to testify. And then thinking back to a few years ago when his drug mule got caught too.
Oh, Anthony, I forgot about that aunt.
Unraveling since then. So, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and give legal counsel to Diddy, but he deserves what he deserves. And, yeah, I'm glad that they denied or he turned down that plea. So,
all right, well, we'll have to. Yeah, and it's going to be one of those trials that I think we're all going to be watching.
The world's going to be watching.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Jury selection begins today. We will keep you updated as the story develops. Back with more of the show coming up.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Young Thug just sat down for an interview with GQ Magazine, and he did choose sides between Kendrick and Drake. Who did he pick? I'll tell you after Anthony A. gives us famous people's birthdays.
We have Chris Brown, Adele, and the young singer Javi celebrating his birthday as well.
Okay, so Young Thug sat down with GQ Magazine in a very interesting outfit. It looks like he's ready for some medieval...
He looks like he came straight out of Game of Thrones.
Yes, and I'm here for it. DJ Mac, I'm actually here for
it. Young Thug is probably one of the coolest dressers out.
And I've seen other people try to pull the masks off, and it's been like a fail. He kind of killed it.
He does.
Right?
Thugger never misses.
He really doesn't. And when the reporter asked, "Hey, you were away. You know, you can't. Your name kept being brought up between Kendrick and Drake and whatnot." Here he is revealing whose side he's on.
So I don't think no music is bad or nothing is like wrong. Everything is just fire.
Well, it feels like when you were away, it was sort of dominated by this like Drake Kendrick thing.
Yeah, for most of it.
Which I don't know if you have like a side in that.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about. But I'm a Drake fan.
All right, so it's Drake. It
makes a lot of sense. They've done a lot of records together. Some of Young Thug's most successful records are with Drake.
But is this going to hurt Young Thug's career?
No, and Drake gave him $1 million when he got out of jail.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, he gave him.
So they're real friends. Obviously.
Or Drake is buying his alliance.
Either way, you know, Young Thug made a smart business decision by not going and siding with Kendrick Lamar. And I think Lil Baby had a similar response as well, too. But on the flip side, 2 Chainz was actually at the concert when it stopped in Atlanta, and he wasn't enjoying himself. So it's interesting just to see. And I like, when the bar dropped, I didn't think it was too much to it. It sounded like just, like, you know, some diss record talk when Kendrick was mentioning that.
But I've seen some people writing that Young Thug, you know, he's washed now because he said that. Like, you know, that's what I'm saying. Kendrick Lamar is the darling. Let's not pretend.
I love Kendrick Lamar. Yes. And I love his music.
So,
but you can like Kendrick and you can like Drake and you can like Young Thug. It's okay. You're like, these people siding.
You're no fun, DJ Automatic.
Yeah, but it's like these people siding with these people that they don't know and like basing their entire personality on it is kind of weird.
You think that's lame?
It is lame. I don't think it's lame. It is.
All right. Well, I'm going to listen to all 3 and enjoy all of it. What are your thoughts on Young Thug choosing Drake's side? 877-730-DCS1. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
How old is the taco? Well, we're going to tell you because it's Cinco de Mayo. So DJ Automatic will give us the history of one of the greatest foods of all time in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. the Burn Tortilla.
As we said, it is Cinco de Mayo. So most Mexicans who live in Mexico do not celebrate Cinco de Mayo. It has become a bit more popularized. It is the Battle of Puebla when the Mexicans defeated the French. And then here in the United States, what it did for us, we were at war with the Confederacy, the treasonous Confederacy, and the French were coming up to sell them weapons. And then since the Mexicans beat the French, they couldn't. And then the U.S. beat the Confederacy, and all is well in the world because of that.
And now we drink margaritas on May 5th.
Yeah. Drinko de Mayo.
And margaritas were invented in Texas. So
it really is like a celebration of Mexican-Americanness.
I feel like it is, yeah. Anthony. It is. It's just a celebration of culture in general. Therefore, I asked DJ Automatic, what do you have for food news? And you said the history of the taco.
So the taco originated in Mexico, but they don't know when it started. They know that when the Spanish showed up in the 16th century, they already had tacos. But they say the modern taco came about in the 18th century in the Mexican silver mines.
Okay, but the taco itself is how old? Like, what's your guess?
Millennia.
Oh, dang.
They've been eating it since before we know.
So they were saying Taco Tuesday a very long time ago. What do we have for National Day, Anthony?
Yesterday was May the 4th be with you. So today is Revenge. Revenge of the Fifth.
Oh, producer Chewy's got his hands up. He's like, yeah, Revenge of the Fifth.
Chewy, are you more excited about Cinco de Mayo or Revenge of the Fifth? I knew it was Revenge of the Fifth.
Also, May 5th is known as National Astronaut Day, y'all.
Oh, going into space. If today the
Jeff Bezos called me up and was like, hey, you want to go up with Katy Perry? I'm going.
Automatic, you're going?
Yep.
You're leaving me?
I'm taking you with.
I'm not going up there. I ain't going nowhere in airspace. That 11-second trip that they took or whatever that was.
11 minutes, Dana.
Whatever. That wasn't really space. It was space, but I'm talking about a real space, like to the moon or Mars.
Like a real voyage?
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Thank you, Automatic. All right, what else?
Also, National Hoagie Day today, too. Don't go, you know, I know it's single
It's tomorrow, taco. Come on.
Hoagies, I appreciate a good hoagie, bro.
I do, too. And I don't know why they would do that today, though. Nobody's eating hoagies on Cinco de Mayo.
And let's go wrap it up on a course. Cinco de Mayo.
Let's celebrate today. No matter what you do, grab yourself a tequila. Grab yourself a modelo. Grab yourself a mezcal. And then make sure and get yourself a designated driver. That's how we roll here. All right, remember to listen to the Dana Cortez Show podcast on demand. Now let's turn up this great radio. Get more bang for your bucket during KFC $10 Tuesdays.